Hey guys, we are back for another episode. It's Jory here.
It's Abby. Jory, did you forget the name of the podcast just now?
Oh, Two Kosh Girls. No, I didn't forget. I feel like we haven't recorded in forever, and I feel like we haven't talked in for freaking ever, and it's actually hard, and it's hurting me. So I'm really glad we're chatting. Yeah, so we're back for an episode. This is a Purim-themed episode with some things about my life.
Yeah, I mean, we're a little late. We know it's coming out after Purim, but, you know, we were just recovering from all the crazy festivities this week.
Oh, my God. So crazy. I was ratchet, dancing on the tables.
Oh, shit. Okay, I thought that we go hard in Israel. But before Purim, what the hell is going on with you?
I know. Okay, guys. I don't think Abby even knows this either. So I am actually taking a break from drinking.
Wait. So like this is dry January.
No, but it wasn't dry. It wasn't dry. I definitely was drinking during that January time. I was like actually not dry, which was a problem. A few weeks ago, I drank and I had like some stomach bug for like 4 or 5 days after I was drinking. I'm like, this isn't being hungover. This is a serious issue. And so I looked it up, forgot what it's called. And it says, you have this stomach issue when you drink excessive alcohol. And I'm like, okay, so this is not chill. I'm like, Jory, I need to like, you need to slow down. You need to like, I was like really sick. Like I was like canceled like my Shabbos plans and it was Shabbos. Like that's when you know, I had to cancel my chill plans. You know, it was very tough for me. So I was like, I need to take a break, a hiatus, a sober curious situation here.
I mean, how do you know that it's alcohol though? Like you literally went online and you always go to WebMD and then like diagnose yourselves. Like you didn't even go to a doctor and you're blaming alcohol.
Yes, you're right. You're actually right. I didn't go to a doctor, but I was like, it was really weird. I've drank a lot before. I have. And I like, you know, I've done all crazy stuff, but like this was something that I was just like, okay, my body is telling me like, this is not okay. It was like worse than a hangover. It was so weird. I would just felt so sick. And like, I really felt like it was the alcohol. I really do. So maybe it was alcohol poisoning or something.
Cool. I'm not going to encourage you to drink, but does that mean you didn't drink all of Purim?
I didn't. I know.
You're so dumb.
I thought that was not fun. Guys, I know. I'm so boring now, but I'm a real person. Like, Abby's going to be the party drinker and have the fun. I can also have fun. I'm just not getting wasted slash not drinking. But like, I don't know. It's definitely a different decision. I support everyone who drinks and I love it so much. But I'm just like right now, we needed to take a break because I really just like my body was not there. And it was so weird, honestly. So I was like, let me listen. I'm becoming like more healthy too. I'm like, let me listen to my body. Let me feel all the feels and like do what's best for myself. So yeah, that happened.
Good. Is it going to go through Pesach? Because you know it's a mitzvah to have 4 cups of wine. So
I know. The Jewish religion, being Jewish, has so much alcohol. And like it's very tempting. Like at Shabbos meals, it's just like alcohol, alcohol, alcohol. And I'm like, thank goodness Saul's been super helpful. And like everyone's been like, I'm just like really wanted to take a break. So this is just a little break. I'll be back, I'm sure. And I'll keep you posted.
Well, let me know. Like, I want to hear how it impacts, like, not only physical health but also mental health.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
I do love drinking though, so like, it's been a challenge.
Well, Saul will keep you in check.
Keep me in check. He will. So that's my new sitch. I didn't drink on Purim. It was very different and weird for me, but I actually had a really good time without drinking. So I like ate all the hamantashen, gave me shalach manot. Sorry, I've been talking so much, but yeah, that was my sitch. And I mean, you literally danced and had parties 4 days. And you had 5 different costumes. I had 2 different costumes. Shows the difference between Israel and America.
No, I mean, I was the only, I pretty much wore one costume the whole week, which was pretty gross, but
Oh,
everyone else
really?
costumes every day. I'll, except for like my work party where I changed, but I was really intense about the one costume. But I like, I'm just letting you know, when I saw you and Saul's costume, I like sent it to my family. I
You
sent it to my
did.
friends in Israel. I was
Yay.
like, this is such a simple but effective costume. For people that don't, that haven't seen Jory's Instagram, Jory dressed up as Meghan Markle and Saul dressed up as
Prince Harry.
Prince Harry. And it was just such a classy, like fitting costume.
Thank
I was really
you. Thank you
excited.
so much.
Because
We
yeah,
loved it.
I'm very critical of like couples costumes. So like, because I've seen people that like couples that they're both like the devil, and I'm like, why would they do that? Literally, one of them could just be an angel, and that just made so much sense for you guys, and it was so simple and so
Thank
creative.
you.
And that's my commentary on your guys'
I
costume.
appreciate it. Yeah, so we it was kind of my decision. I love Meghan Markle. I love the royals. I've always wanted to be a princess or a duchess. So I was like, this is perfect for me. Plus, so easy. I literally just got this coat on Amazon that was white that she was wearing. He wore a suit. He already has red hair. I'm already mixed. I just needed to straighten my hair because she has her hair straight. So it was like very fun, and I loved like being a character. I felt like regal. I was like wearing my heels and my white coat. I felt so cool.
Did Saul try speaking in a British accent for some of the night?
Oh my God, he did it. He did it. We'll need to rewind and do this
Yeah.
again.
Yeah, just you know, Halloween, next Purim, there's always second
Exactly.
chances.
Exactly. That could be our costume every year. Like, I
Yeah.
love it.
Did people recognize you guys?
Some people, they thought we're like politicians. They thought we were not Melania and Trump, but like politicians. And then some, you know, Alexandria Orte Cortez, AOC.
AOC.
So they thought that I was her.
Okay,
I was
that
like,
works too.
okay, yeah, that works. And then a few people actually did get Meghan and Harry, which we're really happy about. So we accomplished the goal.
Sweet. What was
But
the highlight of the week?
the highlight of the week was probably this. I think this. Oh no, the highlight of the week was that we found out that my really good friend was Princess Diana. Shira was Princess Diana. And we had no idea. So then the night of the suitor, we're like, Saul's like out of it. We were all like, I wasn't drunk, but like we're all like in that vibe, that like buzzed vibe. We're like, oh my gosh, Saul, you need to connect with your mother because like Saul was Prince Harry. And I was like, it was so funny. So we took these pictures as if I met Princess Diana, but Meghan Markle's never met her because Princess Diana died, unfortunately. So we had like a whole little family reunion of the royals, and it was just so hysterical that we all like were part of that clan.
And you did all that sober, which is crazy that you guys
I
acted
know, it was so fun. So it was like
Yeah,
really, it was a
when
fun
I saw
little.
it on Instagram, I thought you guys planned it with Shira.
Definitely not. She literally texted me. She's like, "I'm Princess Diana," and I'm like, "Stop!" And I'm like, "I'm coming over. We're taking pics. We're having a moment." So that was actually super fun. And then honestly, eating the hamantaschen. I know hamantaschen is such a simple like dessert. It's literally a cookie with jelly, but chocolate. But I literally love them. They're so good. So I definitely just stuffed my face with them.
Was Mishloach Manot, like a lot of people get, were there a lot of hamantaschen inside or?
Just mostly at the parties and like events and like on Shabbos, there was like hamantaschen. Saul and I gave 10 Mishloach Manot and we only got
Wow.
two back.
Oh
Screw
shit. Wait,
the friends.
you're gonna hate me. I did not make people
Oh
Mishloach
my God,
Manot.
it's fine. I
I
never do
did. I
it.
only got one though, so and I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like I am
Yeah.
not prepared. I was too busy, working on my costume. Like, I
No, oh
don't
my
know
God.
if that's an excuse.
It's totally fine. And I never usually do either. But I was like, this year, I'm like, let me try to do all the mitzvot. Let me try to do them all. So I was like,
Yeah,
sure.
especially as you're if you're cosplaying as the royal family, like you have to give out Mishloach Manot. You
I
can't be like one of the peasants, you have to give
I
that.
have to. I have to. So we did that. They were pretty good. They had Oreos in them, Twix bars, a Truly, which was super fun. Because I
So
obviously like food.
you didn't indulge in alcohol, but you indulged in a bunch of snacks instead.
Yeah, so I just ate the calories I'd be drinking.
That works. That works.
But it was really great. I had a really good time. Let's think. There was parties Wednesday night, a party Thursday night. I didn't like go hard. Like I didn't go to the clubs in the city. There was tons of club parties. You know, I just like hung out on the Upper West Side, did stuff local with good friends. Which was enjoyable. But yeah, what did you do?
Yeah, you don't have to go hard to have a good time, even though we encourage going hard on this podcast all the time.
Like, no, we do. We definitely do. And I love that too. But I was just like, I've been spending a lot of money lately on trips. So I was like, I just don't want to spend like $60. You know what I mean? For like a ticket to get into a party. Like I wasn't down for that.
Yeah.
And I get that.
I have some regrets spending money on Purim, but it wasn't that much. Just like, I made a whole itinerary, and the parties that we ended up paying for were so shit that like, and then like the street parties were so much more fun.
Yeah. Right. It also like, that's what happens in general. Sometimes you just get surprised when like the parties you think they're going to be amazing are like not good. The boys are not cute. Like you're not down and you can't even get it. Like at the time when I was drinking, you couldn't even get into the alcohol because everyone's like going to the open bar. You couldn't even get your drink. While as like the chiller parties that you don't think so much about are so much more fun. It really also depends on the year. Depends on the year too.
Yeah.
But wait, tell me about your itinerary. Cause I know you in Israel, it's like so different. You celebrate literally every day of the week. I remember I was like drunk the entire time when I was in Israel, like every day. It was so crazy.
It was really intense. I was like the leader of the WhatsApp group.
Yes, girl. I love that.
I say every year that Purim is my favorite holiday of all time. Of all, everyone knows that that's my shit. I mean, a whole itinerary starting on Tuesday night, which was the night before Purim, where we spent money on two events on Tuesday night. It was 60 shekel for a dance bar that actually had really, really good music, but classic Israelis. We get there we're only there for an hour. We pay the fee and everything. It's not like super packed, but the DJ was really good. I was dressed as Britney Spears from Hit Me Baby One More Time. Like
yes,
the whole Purim.
I saw that. It was so cute.
Yeah. So he like saw me and started playing Britney and it was super fun. And then because there weren't a lot of people, an hour after being there, they closed down the bar and we were super pissed because we were like, okay, like why did we pay to get in? And like,
why did they close it down? What time was it?
It was like 1:30 a.m. and we got there at 12 because we went to karaoke earlier.
Classic karaoke.
Yeah, karaoke Tuesdays. I'm actually missing karaoke tonight to be on the podcast with you because you're special. So that was and then we ended up at Cooley Alma, which is like, you know, I think I mentioned it. Obviously, your favorite place. Yeah. But no, we wanted to try out the original bar that we paid for was Zuzu. We wanted to try out a new place, but then they kicked us out at 1:30. And yeah. Anyway. So then the big night we spend 100 shekel, which is like a lot for me. Like I don't spend money to party.
How much is that? That's 35.
Like
yeah, $35.
Yeah, like yeah, 30 or like it's not a big deal, but like we thought that it was gonna be like super exclusive and cool because they have to like you have to put your Facebook profile and they have to accept you to get like so we were all like really nervous.
Interesting.
Like, we knew that it was probably like a girl to guy ratio thing, but then when we got there, first of all, the music was shit. Okay, like I like Israeli music, but the Israeli music they were playing was not good. And for every guy, there was like 10 girls. So obviously like the organizers of the event just like accepted a bunch of girls.
Annoying. Was it open bar? Like when you paid for these tickets, is it like you get drinks there or
It wasn't even open bar. It was such shit.
Okay.
I was like, what the hell is this? Anyway, so then like eventually we're like, all right, like we're not having a good time. Like, let's just go. I mean, like it was okay. And then we went to street parties in the Shuk, in the marketplace in Tel Aviv. And we were at like a Thai restaurant, just standing on chairs and dancing. The music was so good. Like a lot of American throwback bops or whatever.
So good.
Yeah. And that was the peak for me just then. And they played Britney Spears, Hit Me Baby One More Time. So many times.
Good.
Like, first time, yeah. So I don't know. It was like, you know, you guys felt like the royal family. I legitimately felt like Britney Spears.
I'm so glad. That's great. So you were Britney. So which nights were these that you went
to? So that was Tuesday and Wednesday.
Okay.
Thursday night, we went to a fundraiser that our friend hosted for Ukrainian Olim. It was like a wine and cheese night. So that was, yeah, that was more chill.
I saw that. That looked so cool. There was so much cheese. That looked very yummy.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Great. So that was a more classy adult night. And then we went back like around and like walked around Tel Aviv, but it was more low key. And then the next day, my coworkers, wow, I'm still going.
This is really great. This is so
yeah.
Great.
The next day, my coworkers invited me to a house party with like a bunch of Israelis. And that was like, I don't know, I'm starting to feel like house parties are just more fun. And like, I didn't, they just, it's more of an opportunity to talk and like actually meet people. And I was still in the Britney costume at this point. And then me and my friend were like, all right, we're going to go back, eat Shabbat dinner, and then come back. Like go back to the streets and party. And then I was so tired that I just like, I was like eating my noodles and I fell asleep on the couch and like we didn't. So yeah.
Wait, you were at your apartment though where you fell asleep, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Not at this like random party. Yeah. My friend's apartment. And she was like, okay. Like she said I started like snoring within like 5 minutes. So
Classic you.
Yeah. I tried my best. I really did. And then the next day, it was our last day in costume. And so we just walked around Tel Aviv with a bottle of rosé, and it was super cute.
Oh,
and
yeah. Yum.
And that wraps it up. Unless you count the office party the next day, me and my coworkers dressed up as nerds. I don't know. We could have done something cooler, but we wanted to, like, you know, be inclusive and, like, you know, invite everyone to, like, be part of the costume. I don't know. Have you done, like, costumes with your coworkers?
That's so fun.
Yeah.
No, because no one's Jewish here, Abs.
No, not for Purim, like for Halloween. I know you guys don't do Purim there.
For Halloween, no, we didn't because it was remote at the time, so we didn't. And like other companies, I think we did have like a Halloween party or something where we dressed all. Oh yeah, we did. We dressed all like Tina Turner.
Oh okay.
All while, back in the day, we all had like these red like strappy 20s looking dresses with the frills and like yeah so we have
yeah, but that's also something like that could be pulled off, you know, because you can't do anything like super complicated. Like someone at the office party, like they dressed up as Tiger King, like Joe Exotic and the tiger, and they really went all out. And oh, yeah, wow. So, who else? Like one team like did like skeletons, and I'm like, how do you guys have time for this?
Wow, you really looked amazing. So you were Britney the entire time, besides the.
Yes, I know that sounds gross.
No, but I don't think so. I think it totally makes sense. No. I would do the same thing. Yeah. And like every year, I'm freaking Minnie Mouse. So like the fact it wasn't Minnie this year is a big deal.
Yeah, that's so true. You are.
Yeah. Good. So I don't mind. I think that's great. It sounds so fun. Yeah. Wait, which was your favorite day or night?
Probably the first night, like Tuesday, because I was the most drunk. But then also I really like the Megillah reading on Wednesday. Like, I don't know, everyone just got really like into it.
That's so fun.
And you know, like we're all adults now, and that's what I love about Purim. Like most people, you know, get super into it, and like everything is just so about like making merry and just, you know, dancing on the streets. But yeah, and then the funniest, yeah, I think the most fun thing was dancing on the tables at like a random Thai restaurant in the show.
Freaking love dancing on the tables. Yeah. I love dancing on the tables.
As long as no one, you know, falls. Oh,
it's the best. I'm just thinking back to a time when I was on a Jewish cruise. Like there was a cruise that left from Israel when I was in Israel for a year. We went to Greece, so I'm so random. I just remember dancing on the tables there, and it was the best time ever. And the boat was like rocking, and we're like rocking on the table.
Wait, this was on Purim?
This was actually during springtime, like years ago when I was in Israel. But regardless, did you meet any men, or was this like all girl outings together? Were there guys there too?
Yeah, I did, like, nothing, like, flirty. Like, we did kind of go out all girls, I guess. But recently I've opened my heart more to Israeli men because I realized that I've been living in Israel for 5 years. And I've never been like super anti. I just feel like even though I speak fluent Hebrew, like I'm just very culturally American. And well, I don't know, we met these group of guys that they were cute and, you know, they were trying, you know, to hit on us and stuff, but like we were together. So we were like, all right, like you guys are nice, whatever. And then we ended up seeing like the cutest one at Kuli Alma. Cause first we saw them at Zuzu and then like the cutest one went to like, we saw him at Kuli Alma and we kind of like adopted him because he was alone. You know, at that point we're like, all right, whatever. It's not like a pack of wolves. And he's like, yeah, like my friends went to get ice cream, but I still want to go out. But yeah, so he was really cute. I actually invited him to my birthday party that's coming up. Yeah.
Okay, good. That's amazing. It's also so fun to go out with girls too. I've been doing that a lot lately. I'm going out with the girls downtown Manhattan and like, it's so fun because you can go crazy. You can flirt with whoever. You can have a really good time. And you're not like, the guys aren't like watching you. You don't feel like you have to like owe it to any of the guys that you're with. Not necessarily like, not like hooking up, but just like stand with them. It's like you can go do your own thing and act crazy and have fun.
It's also, I don't know, it's just like more wholesome. Yeah.
I agree. I totally agree with that.
I get the appeal of girls' nights for sure.
But yeah, I went out downtown East Village a few weekends ago and it was amazing. It was so much fun. We went bar hopping. There were so many cute guys, so many guys, so many girls. Obviously I'm taken. I love Saul, but like,
still exciting.
Of course. How was I not?
No, like I told you the guy to girl ratio at that event that was 100 checkout was such a letdown. Like we were so pissed. We were like, this is fucked up.
Yes.
So I get it.
It was just, I'm like, the city is alive. The city is so fun. There's so much going on. It was so fun. So I had the best time. And now I'm going out on Saturday night again with, I think, all girls. So I'm still partying hard, even though I'm not necessarily drinking. I'm still having a good time. I'm not letting that deter me from partying with the girls. And boy.
Yeah, no, and then you actually get like a good night's sleep and you could start your day the next day and like
true.
I'm trying to do like an equal balance of like drinking but also waking up early for like yoga and dance.
It's so
but
hard. It's not
realistic.
I know.
Yeah. I'm also just coming down from like, yeah, like this happens to me every year. I get so hyped for Perm, and even though like everything is amazing, I have like post-Purim depression where I'm just like sad that it's over and that I have to wait another year. And I just like wish it was a longer holiday. Like I don't get why it's only like one day.
Right?
Yeah.
I really wish it was like a once a month situation or like once a quarter or something like that. It's just so fun. Everyone's so happy and everyone loves dressing up.
Yeah. I mean, let loose. Actually, I wrote about Purim I haven't written on my personal blog in like a year because I've been so busy writing. So since like last year's birthday, and it just like made me appreciate all the things about Purim. Number one being that the story centers around like a hot Middle Eastern princess, like Jasmine.
Yes.
So I'm like, I don't know. Would you consider I'm like a quarter half Persian? So, you know, it's kind of the same.
Oh my God, you're definitely Persian.
Okay. Sure. I don't know. Like, I don't speak it. Like, I know
your mom is.
Yeah, but she doesn't really, like, speak it either. She's more Israeli, but, like, the original heritage. So I kind of, like, try to claim it on Purim and everything. And, like, the whole story is basically centered around just her being, like, a hot Jewish girl that manages to, like, pull and manipulate, like, the king of Persia, which is insane. Like, the story itself is crazy and, like, just save the Jewish people by being hot. And I think that's really inspirational. Because that's like, if it comes down to it, yeah, like Achashverosh really just liked her for like really.
No, for the look, for the look. It's such a funny story.
Yeah,
I agree with you. What else did you talk about in your article?
Oh, in the blog post, okay. Something also that's really exciting to me as someone that works a 9-to-5, or I guess here, I don't know why in Israel it tends to be 10-to-6, or at least at my office, but just like, I love how it's the opportunity to just be someone else and like someone that you might not show on the surface every day, but like it's in you. Like, let's say last year I was Nicki Minaj, and obviously like it was so cool to get to be like a rap legend for a couple of days instead of, you know, just sitting on my butt at my office, you know? So I like, and then also, yeah, like I've liked Nicki Minaj since I was 14. Like I practically, like I know all her song lyrics. Am I her? No, but like, was it nice to pretend? Yes.
Oh, so, yeah, so fun. Oh, I love it. I was trying to be the princess, duchess.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was the best.
Yeah, and I think like it's also fun, but I think it's also like deep. Like you're aspiring to be who you want to be, you know?
Oh, I love that.
I don't know if I'm looking too deep.
So Britney Spears is what you're looking for now?
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of celebrities lately. Yeah, Britney Spears. This was also a good year because of Free Britney. And, you know, she's free.
It was
and
a really good year to do well. That. Yeah. So next one is Amanda Bynes, because I just read that she has a conservatorship too.
Conservatorship?
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't really heard of what she's doing, but I did love She's the Man back in the day. It's been,
I know.
I just saw online today that it's been 16 years since the movie came out. So if she does, you know, I don't know if she actually needs the conservatorship, but like, I wish her the best. And, you know, maybe I could do that next year. The reason why I did Britney is because like my friends were like, why did you even try to do Nicki Minaj last year? You look nothing like her. Do a celebrity that you look like. And mm-hmm. apparently I've been told.
You look like Britney. Yeah, Britney for sure.
Thank you. So yeah.
I love it. Cool. Anything else to share for our Perm app?
And of course, this is something we talked a lot about drinking on this episode, but it's allegedly a mitzvah to get drunk. I know that like
– Oh, it is. No, I know. Yeah.
Yeah. But like I know it's not like actually, but that's what we've turned it into. And some people like don't like Purim. Like I have friends that don't like Purim because people have like made it about getting drunk, but it's about being happy. And if you need to drink a little, like to get to that point, like why do people have to ruin the fun? So that was like also on the list that it's like, I don't know.
I think that's like the part that I was talking to my coworkers today and I was like, yeah, so Purim, like you're supposed to get confused between the names. You drink a lot. Like that's like a big thing about the holiday too.
It's a quote from like the rabbis, but it like some rabbis are like, no, it wasn't supposed to be like that. Like you're supposed, like everything is supposed to be like confusing because the whole like Purim story is confusing. I don't know. It's a debate. It's a debate.
I think that is a debate for sure.
Yeah.
But I loved Purim. I love Purim because it's so fun to like drink and like have a reason to get wasted instead of just getting wasted just to do it. Because Judaism is telling us.
Judaism is telling us. And you can find meaning through that. And I hope everyone found meaning this Purim because I know I did.
I know.
Even though I like, you know, complained about paying for all the parties. But like, I did have a great time.
You had fun, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, thanks guys so much for listening to this episode. Follow us on Instagram at Two Kosh Girls. Follow us separately on our own Instagrams. But we will be back next week or in 2 weeks with an amazing episode as well. So feel free to DM us if you have any questions or anything you want us to add to the podcast. Anything else, Abs?
Happy post-Purim. I hope you're all getting over your hangovers.
Hopefully some of you are still hungover. I'm just kidding. That would suck. happy post-Purim, guys. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.